Of God, are you ready? Yes. Right now, I want to welcome one of our very own, our brother in the Lord, Pastor Chilundika, all the way from Zambia, by way of United States. That's what they say. By way of United States. And we are so grateful today to sit in the presence of the Lord as we listen to what the Lord has put in his heart. Amen. Welcome, Brother Chilundika.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You guys, by now, you should know me. I like talking to people who smile back at me. Not people try to scare me. Because you're not going to do that. You know that? Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I will be still and know that he is God. Amen. You know, a songwriter sings, he said, "Be still and know that I am the Lord. I am the God that healeth." You know, if you know he's God, and the Bible says, heavens, earth, the seas put together cannot contend him. They cannot fit our God. You know that? He's creator of all things. When you know that he's that big, who can you be afraid of, man? And when you is on your side, that's what matters. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. The Bible says tears may flow at night, but joy comes in the morning, because his anger is but for a moment. And you know what lasts with our God? His love. His mercies endure us forever. Guess what? We are here this morning by his mercy. Hallelujah. I heard Pastor Karanja saying that you have all the reasons to rejoice this morning. Because there are people out there who never saw this day. Even when I speak to you, there are people there who has missed the minute I'm talking to you. They are no more. They are gone. But guess what? He's counted you among the living today. You know, like David said, all you gotta do this day is believe that you're going to see his goodness in the land of the living. I believe that. Pastor, I believe I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Because I know I serve a mighty God. I feel him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he just loves us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Pastor Tony, for allowing me. You know, this is our senior pastor. Amen. He just comes and said, "Hey, I want for you to go and say something. I don't know what God has given you." I'm like, "Are you sure?" He said, "Just go for it. I want for you to say, I feel like I want to let you say something." And I'm like, "Oh, you know what I mean? I'm there to serve you, man of God. I'm there to serve everybody in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. Now, even before I go any further, Sam, I just wanted to tell you that you're doing a commendable job, my brother. You see, I've seen the faithfulness of that young man. And I know that he's going to go far. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, despise not the small beginnings. And that's what it does. At times you'd come to church, it's Kesha time, Pastor. I come here with my wife and we're thinking, "Hey, we're late, man." We come here, we look outside, there is only one car. And guess who's inside? Sam. Praying, and we're like, "Hey, man." He said, "Look, I feel like we are many. There are angels all over me. I come Thursday's Bible study. Who do you see? Sam is there. You go to the funerals. Who do you see? Sam is there." And you know, I'm saying this because people of God, I have to tell you the truth. We gotta give due to whom it is due. Amen. He's just doing, and he needs helper. We need more psalms in this church, to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was here on Thursday, and they were talking about a very, very important subject. And, you know, when Pastor asked me to say something, I'm like, you know, at times that's when the Holy Spirit is leading you, you know at times by just hearing from what people are saying. There were too many questions they asked. And I believe no one would have all the answers, my brother. But you know where the answers are? Here. That's where the answers are. Any question you have about his goodness, any question that you have about his protection, any question that you have about his provision, you know you find it here. This is the blueprint for us. Hallelujah. You know, David says, thy word, Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that, Lord, I may not sin against you. Hallelujah. I'm looking to Joshua. And the Bible says, look, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now it's time for me to use you. You know where God pointed? If you only get this, write it upon the table of your heart. Obey this and follow it. You shall see my hand doing it for you. It's all in the word of God. Amen. And I pray this morning that even as I talk to you, I do not stray from this word. I want by all means to stick to the word of God, because I believe with all my heart that's where your answer is coming this morning in the name of Jesus. It's not what I'm going to say, but it's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Thank you. I love this song. Let's stand and sing it. As a Sunday school song, you think I love it. I love it because there is so much truth in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, it's true. The Bible tells me, not man. That's why I believe that he loves me. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me. One more time. Yes, Jesus loves me. Believe that. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me. So sing softly and believe. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Lord, you have said, even while we were deep in sin, you died for us. Thank you that you have said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and begotten Son to die for us so that we can receive eternal life. We thank you for loving us. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the glory. And Lord, help me even as I stand before your children, that what I'm going to do, Lord, and say, let it come out of a loving heart in the name of Jesus. Make this not to be just like preaching, but let it come out of the loving heart of the Father in the name of Jesus. I know there are a lot of people here, Lord, who needs an answer from you. There are a lot of people here who needs your touch. There are a lot of people here, Lord, who need for you to minister in the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself in this place. And I refuse, Lord, for any man to glory. I pray that Jesus alone may increase in us. For I decide, Lord, to decrease. Touch my lips of clay. Lord, give me clarity of speech. And the Holy Spirit, use me as a vessel in which you glorify him. In the one whom you've come to glorify, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, let everybody say amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thine, Lord, is the glory. Thank you, Father. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians and chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I will just pick a few verses there and then maybe go back, pick some few verses in chapter 13 and also chapter 12. Hallelujah. So just put your fingers on these chapters, chapter 12, 13, and 14. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking today, I just don't feel like preaching. I feel like talking to God's people today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the sake of those who want to follow the message and you like titles, I'm just going to title this message this morning, that team building. Amen. Team building. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking a lot when we came here and what happened last week when Pastor was introducing us here. You know what he said? He said, these are the fathers of the church, and then they were brothers and sisters there who were supposed to be leaders of the church. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? You know, I'm going to borrow the words of John Maxwell. I love John Maxwell. I mean, I just love the way this guy writes his books, especially on leadership. I like it because I've seen a lot of truth. And you know, when he writes his books, he will always write out of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I'm going to talk about leaders, Christians, and anyone who's a worker in church today. Even those who are not working, I just want to encourage you that this is a team building work. Amen. You know, thinking about myself, I look at myself and, you know, I'm like, Julius, you don't got it all. You know what I mean? There is no one who can possess everything in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I'll repeat. There is no one who can possess everything in the kingdom of God, maybe except Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, in the kingdom of God, we need one another. We need one another, and I'm going to announce you may not need nobody today, but wait, if you're going to leave tomorrow, you may need somebody. Amen. You may look at somebody today. You look at them as if they are insignificant. They are not important. Maybe because of the way they look. Maybe because of the way they comb their hair, you know. Maybe because even the way they just let it go and they become bored. You look at them, you like, hey, there is nothing I can get from that person. Look, as long as someone is called by his name, he's been brought into this family for a purpose. Amen. Amen. As long as anyone is a Christian, someone is Christ-like. I'm going to repeat some of the words today. You may not need them today, but remember there is tomorrow. Remember there is another day. You may need them. No one who's a child of God is useless. In fact, the Bible tells me in the book of Matthew chapter 5, say, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, we call them Beatitudes. He said, look, no one should call any man Raka. Raka, when you call somebody Raka, it's like you say, you are a fool. He said, you shouldn't. You have no right to do that. He said, no one even should call anybody that is useless. Because if you do that, you know why? You are in danger of God's judgment. When you do things like that, all you are saying, Lord, you don't know how to create. How can you create a person who looks like this and that? Look, just because you don't smile like me, it doesn't make me better than you are. Just because, look, maybe you drive a better car than me, listen to me, it doesn't make you... You understand what I'm trying to say? Doesn't mean you are better than me. You can be educated today or have all the degrees, you know, which is good. I would rather you get them degrees, but the degrees will not make you better than someone who has no degree. Hallelujah. Somebody's like, he's talking again. This is who I am. If I cannot lift that one who's least in the body of Christ, I'm not doing my job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, if we read again in 12, I'm just going there. I borrow one scripture. It says, you know, in fact, the Bible says, the most important people in the body of Christ are those whom you consider to be least. Those the insignificant in your eyes. Those are the most important. Some of them you never even see them standing before you. Pastor, I was thinking, you know, thank, you know, that's why I call my brother Angel, excuse me. Because he brings some things, you'll be like, this guy, I mean, deep thinks, if there is a word like that. You are there, he's so quiet thinking, you just speak one thing and you'll be like, wow. You know, we were in the meeting, four of us, five of us. He comes up, he said, you know what? If we're going to encourage people, even you pastors, once in a while you need to stand on the door, ushering people. My Lord. I look at him, he was speaking by the Spirit of the Almighty God. Because, you know, when we stand in the pulpits here, and standing, you know, where I'm standing, you look, you know what I mean? And we look down on your head and we like, oh, I can do better than them. But the truth is I can also do bad by myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I need you. This is just the grace of God which makes us to stand before you. And the things we say, let me tell you the truth. They are not ours. It's given by the Holy Spirit. It's just an opportunity has given us to serve his people. David said, I would rather stand on the door of the temple of God than even being in the place where they are jamming and doing everything. You know, if a man, the Bible calls, a man who had a heart that was after God's own heart can do that, who am I today? To say, no, I can't stand on the door. My Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Just wanted to kill that rabbit. Let's go read the Bible here. We're going to read. Sorry. Corinthians chapter 1. and verse we'll start reading from verse 11. Can I drink water, please?
Thank you. First
Corinthians. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11, and the Bible reads, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I was a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. Amen. You know what Paul is saying here? He said, I know in part. That's all I know in part. He says, I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known. You think about those ways. I know in part. I do not know, you know what I mean, much as you think. But I will not know when people also know me. When somebody thinks about you or thinks about you, what would you say they know about you today? When we come to church, we are here. What do you think other people know about you? Do people, whenever they look at you, I mean, they think like you are a macho man, you got it all by yourself. You even scare people that they can't even approach you. Do people know you as a person who's going to receive them with open hands? You know what I mean? They know that if I'm crying today, I can run to Steve and just lay my head on his shoulder and he will be there to comfort me. Or when they think about you, they'll be like, I can't run to that brother. Look, I look dirty. I mean, he's always smart, you know. My shirt is always, stained. If I go to them, are they going to accept me? Are they going to embrace me, or they would think as if I'm a stinky? I'm coming to that. I'm like, Lord, help me. Help me. What do they think about you? What do they know about you this morning? Do you walk in church with your chest bowed out, your shoulders up, and you're looking down at everybody? Look, let me tell you the truth, and I want for us to change our attitudes. You need to be approachable as a Christian. My Lord Jesus, avail yourself there. Let people feel free to talk to you. Make them feel free to come to you and laugh with you. Make them feel free to come and to come to you and talk to you about their needs, because they know you are interested in their lives, because they know you are a loving person. You are a person who's welcoming. That's what Christianity is all about. Hallelujah. I just know in part what he was trying to say. You have to, you know some things, it's true, but don't think you know it all. You know, the only way you're going to be a person who knows it all is when other people know who you are. When you are known by other people, then you know. You know, we were talking on Thursday. And we are talking about, becoming, there was an argument, not an argument, a discussion, where there were two things brought up, Pastor. One says like, it's not right for us today to call ourselves sinners because we've been sanctified by the blood of Jesus. You know, which is true, you know what I mean? We've been sanctified, we are Christians. And the other person said, no, it's okay to call yourself a Christian, because when you stand before the Lord, the Bible says, you know, your righteousness is as filth as rags. And I'm like, look, both of them were right. They were right, but I when things are said at times, I think about them. I'm like, both of those people were right. They were right, you know, it's good. But you know, God gave me an answer of which I even said there. You know, when you want to claim as a Christian, don't even tell somebody you are a Christian. No, don't. Why should you be there and say, I'm sanctified, saved, filled in the Holy Ghost? It's not your duty to say that. Let people see it in you. Let people say, that's that guy, that man, that lady is a Christian. Amen. Let them know you by that. You understand what I'm saying? Let them figure out who you are. At times, let your works for the Lord show, so that they say that. You know what the Bible says about the disciples of the Lord? The Bible says, you know, when they went ministering and things were happening out there, you know, people say, we know this. We know this man. All we know about them, they are fishermen. Oh, my God, Christine. They come from my village. That's what they were saying. They're just fishermen. I like fish and I like to fish. I come from, you know. When I read that script, it makes me excited. Because when I'm at home and people know that I'm from Luapula, all they think about, ask Pastor Karen, all they thinking about, oh, there goes a fisherman. But guess what? They thought the same about the disciples of Jesus. But you know what was the difference there? We know these are just fishermen. But the only thing we know is they had been with Jesus. Huh? Did the disciples say we are Christians? No. They knew them to be fishermen, but the difference, the only thing we know about, maybe this is why they are doing what they are doing. These people had been with who? Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How I pray that, guys, the things we do should start testifying for us. Hallelujah. Just do it and bother. Don't bother what people are thinking about you. Let them judge. The truth is, you can claim to be righteous. You can claim to be holy. What and what? People know who you are. Oh, my Lord. Oh, yes. You can talk, but they know who you are. You can't hide. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even in this church, when you come to you, please, God, forgive me. Guys, be available. That's one thing, you know, we've lost in the church today. Everybody, everyone, all they want is the front pews. They want to sit there with their gold rings, you know, and gold chains, and just be high there. We call them, where I come from, the upper mwambas. You know what I mean? They are top. That's what they look for. But the truth is, if you put yourself like that, Pastor Angel, do you think people would even approach you? No. Oh, yes. You understand what I'm saying here? I just know in part. But you know, I shall know when everybody know me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll move on. He goes on in 13, he's saying, and now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of this is what? He picks three important things. Hope, faith, and love. And then he said, but the greatest of these great things is what? Love. Follow me there. That's what it takes, people of God. You know where your salvation came from? It came from love. Hallelujah. Do you know the first gift God gave you when you gave your life to him? He gave you love. Because the Bible in Romans chapter 5 says, and the love of God that was shed abroad upon your hearts by the Holy Spirit, the one who was given to you. When you gave your life to Jesus, the first thing he gave to you was what brought you to him. My Lord, love. All these chapters we've read, 12, I called it deliberate because that's where he mentioned the gifts that were distributed to us by the Holy Spirit. He gave us all those gifts. And remember the last time I preached here, I said, you become a gift. Amen. You become a gift because that's what Paul was saying here. But, you know, he comes down, he takes the old chapter 13, talking about the important thing that will be able to, it's like he's talking about the anchor of these gifts. Something that will hold these gifts together. That something that will bring these gifts so that there be unity in the body of Christ. The great things you can have hope. Because even the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. He said, it's good to have hope. It's good to have faith. It's even good it's even much better to have what? Love. But let me tell you the truth. I would rather you abide in love. What Paul was saying is, even when you operate in these gifts given to you, The source should be nothing but what? Love. Hallelujah. Because down it starts to describe in 13, is describing what love is. And Paul is saying, you got to know that love is long-suffering. Love suffers long. My Lord. You know, Paul understands that as a family here, we will step on one another's toes. And that will require for us to suffer long in love. Because you know immediately what a worldly person would do is if you stamp on their toe, it's not going to be my friend anymore. Oh man, I have nothing to do with that person. Or whenever he's in my midst, oh, he does his things to injure me. But the Bible says when you have the love of Christ, oh, it suffers long. My Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It's this love that is going to teach you humility. You know, humility, that word humility comes from the word humiliate. You know when you're going to even know how much Christian you are, let somebody humiliate you. Are you going to be with them or are you going to reject them? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I don't want people, you know, to talk to me in that way. In fact, can I say this, Pastor? Pastor Jay, you know, last week this man also blessed me. I learned a lot from people who love God. We and there he comes, you know. I'm going to talk in allegories so that you don't know what I'm talking about. He comes to me and says, Pastor, can I just do this? And I look at him, I'm like, doing what? In my heart, he's like, does this person even know what that person, you know, say about him? You understand what I'm saying? Does he know? Because I put myself in his shoe. That's why I said I don't have it all, Pastor. I try to put myself in issue and see how I can react. If it was me, was they do? They did those things too. I mean, I know myself, you know. And this guy, I'm like, you know, he has to be like me. I mean, you don't hang around with people like that. Don't even allow them to come close to you. But he's like, you know, Pastor. I just feel like, you know how he talks, Sam, you know what? I just feel like, let me bless this person. I look at him. To tell you the truth, spiritually, I felt so small. So small. And I'm like, Lord, I need some of what that man has. You understand what I mean? You know, we need people like that to complete this unity in the church. And I look at him, this man can suffer long. Huh? He can suffer long. This man has got patience. You know what I mean? How many agree with me you don't have patience? Come on, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Thank God. Thank God. Those who did not live, they are patient people. Thank you. I know you, and I'm going to step on your toe. Oh, my God. Because I know you better, you even know yourself. Even if you put your hand down, I know. Oh, my. I will come there and, you know, with my size 10, and just do this and see if you're going to react or act. And I learned things. I'm like, Lord, you know, I need some of that. And I appreciated God to have such people in the body of Christ. Because he ministered to me. You know what I mean? He did that. Hallelujah. Love is there. Look how it starts 14. 14 now, it will start to talk about how that, you know, we love to talk in tongues, which is good. You know, how we love to prophesy. You know what he says? Thank God. He starts by saying, he says, what is the first word, Pastor? He says what? Huh? It's there. My Bible says, pursue love. You know that word to pursue, it means you follow hard. KJV said, you covet what earnest, you know, about the gifts, he said, covet earnestly. You know, when you do that, what follows, then you prophesy, you know? In fact, the Bible here, I thank God, if it did not say, then you speak in tongues. It says, when you pursue love, what is the next thing you do? Prophesy. Do you know what the Bible says? It says, he who prophesies does what? Come on. It says, he who prophesies edifies. No, edifies the church. You understand? It says, he who prophesies edifies what? It edifies the church. That word edifies, the same word that he builds the church. Yeah. My Lord Jesus. We were talking about intercessory, and everybody here, we know that when we say to intercede, you stand in the gap. Amen. You stand in the gap. It's, you know, intercessory, if I can try to just paraphrase that word, intercessory means service. You know what? If someone needs help, if someone wants to lift something and they cannot do it by themselves, you know what an intercessor's law is? Is to go and help them lift that thing. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he goes, he's describing, you know, tongues. We love tongues. I speak in tongues. In fact, Paul says, I speak in tongues more than anyone of you. But he never mentioned tongues at first. Because you know what tongues do? Tongues edifies you. It only builds you as an individual. My Lord Jesus. Because it's, in fact, when you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking mysteries. What you are saying, your mind is unfruitful because it's your spirit communicating to the Spirit of God. And when you are doing that, you are not edifying the brother next to you. No, 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 no. You are edifying yourself, which is also good. But Paul says you got to set your priorities right. Even before you think about yourself. You know what Paul says? You got to think about others. Prophesy. Hallelujah. You go down, he's saying, if you went to Rabbi Shanda there, you wanted to, I mean, you know what I mean? If he is in church like this, he says, you know what? When you want to do that, pray also that God gives you an interpretation. So that the brother, sister sitting next to you do what? My Lord Jesus. That's intercessory. That's what God wants for us to do. But when you enter that door there, you know what God wants for you and me to do? Come prepare that, Lord, I'm going in to be a blessing to somebody. Lord, I cannot give them money. Maybe I cannot give them what they want. Just give me a word for them. A word to get them out of that quagmire. A word to get them out of that ditch. A word to get them and be where you would love them to be. That's the purpose, you know. And when you do it, he says you pursue love first. Because when you love a person, oh my Lord. Pastor Angel, if I love you, I'm sorry to say this. You know, all I will think about is for something good to happen to you because I love you. I'll talk to our new couple there. Because, you know, you are basking in love. You know what I mean? I mean, you're just swimming in it. My Lord Jesus. You are in crowd 9. You know what they say? Woo! It's happening. Lord, forgive me. You know what I mean? All you think about even when you are at work. I'm going to say this, Pastor. Wait. When you are at work, what goes on in your mind? You only think about things you can do to go and edify that new bride God has given you. You understand what I'm saying? When you are there, you're thinking, Lord, protect that lady, protect that man. I don't want anything bad to happen to them. You know why? Because you are basking in love. My Lord Jesus, you are swimming in love, and that's what he wants for the church to be like. When I'm thinking about Sam, I'm there by myself. What are my thoughts towards Sam? It's very important. If I love Sam and Sam, you know, oh, I'll be thinking, Lord, bless that young man. Bless him, Lord. Please protect him. You know, Lord, let nothing bad happen to him. Lord, I bind every arrow that is directed to him. Lord, I pray that every negative word that has been spoken, I just bind that. You know, you are praying because you love your brother. You want your brother to succeed. You want your brother to always live in good health. You want your brother always to rejoice. That's what Christianity means. My Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you. My Lord, you know, because of our love for the Lord, let me tell you, you love God so much and you find someone cursing God. How do you feel? My Lord, to tell you, me, I'm like, Lord, can you just allow me maybe to deal with this person a little bit? Oh, God, allow me. I know I may look smaller than him, but Lord, give me that power. In fact, I need the Holy Ghost, you know, the power from on high. I want to take this man on. You know, because I love God so much, even if he doesn't want for me to defend him, I want to defend him. My Lord Jesus, you get what I'm saying this morning? I'm just provoking us unto good works this morning. You know what I mean? I love my pastor. Sometimes he comes, he said, look the way you're looking. Eh? Desperate, he said, look, I'm going to love you by force, whether you like it or not. I'm just going to love you because that's what I'm instructed by the Lord. I don't care what you think about me. What I know is I'm going to love you. If it takes force, I'll do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You that prophesy, you understand, Sam, edifies the church. Hallelujah. And he say, you set your priorities right. Love is a foundation of all that we do. He says, you know, love is not puffed up. You know that word, being puffed up. And we got people just puffed up. You know what I mean? All they think about are themselves, you know. I'm better than that. I'm better than that person. I'm better than that person. I mean, what I do, no one can do it. I'm just good at it. Bible says, do not be puffed up. Puffed up. Amen. It says also, love does not envy. It's not puffed up. Love do not grow horns. We say growing horns, you know. You think like, you know how the bull behaved? When the bull gets its territory, you know how no one goes near it. Come on, you people, you're from Kenya, man. You play with them animals, you know what I mean? I've seen those Maasai's doing their kettles. You understand when I talk about a bull? When it has territory, you don't mess it. You don't mess with it. You know what I mean? And he said, but love is not like that. Love is gentle. Amen. Hallelujah. Love is gentle. I can go on and on and on and on. What am I trying to say? This is team building. What Pastor did is very light. I know the other pastors feel the same. The truth, all he was trying to show, look, these are people who are ready to serve you. Amen. I started by just honoring my brother Sam, because I know. And Sam, I stand here, I'm a human being, but tell you that I may be speaking by the word of God, my brother. You know what the Bible says? Do not grow weary in well-doing. It says, you shall reap in the end if you do not faint. Do it for him and do it out of love. Hallelujah. Just do it for the Lord, my brother. Steve, do the same. Do it for him. Do it out of love. Paul was saying, don't even do it that you be seen by other people or to make a name. No. Do it out of love. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, wonderful God. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be honored. You are worthy to be exalted. Hallelujah. Lord, had it not been for your mercy, where would we have been today? I don't know. I thank you for loving us, Lord, with love that has no partiality. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just bless you today. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'm gonna say, but I'm going to ask some people here. You know, I feel like the Spirit of God saying, you know, the harvest is white. The harvest is white, but we are few laborers. Some of you are here, and I know you'd want to serve in this church. You want to serve the Lord, but then you think like, just becoming an usher, what is it? Who's going to recognize me? It's not about who recognizes you. It's about what God thinks about you. Hallelujah. There are people here, you know you have that ministry. Maybe for women, you know, you want to serve in the ladies' ministry. But you feel like if you go there, you're not going to be welcomed. Hallelujah. You know what? God is counting on you. Hallelujah. He's counting on you even this morning. Hallelujah. You know, if there be people like that, just lift your hand where you are. We're going to pray together. You are willing to serve God's people in love. Lift that hand. You are willing to serve. Just thank you for that hand I see there. Hallelujah. Thank you for another hand in the booth. Thank you for these hands. You know, I'm not trying to coax. Thank you for that hand. Hallelujah. God is counting on you. He's counting on you. Hallelujah. God has not called you to just sit in the pews and receive. It's about time you started to give also. Giving is not only about money. Giving also requires for you to give time. Give yourself to somebody. And the Bible says if you do that, it shall be measured great to you. Shaken together, running down, pressed down, running over, shall others do to you? Shall men give unto your bosom? You are here, you're saying, I want to save. Maybe I don't know where I can save. Lift that hand, we will pray together. Just lift it. I know there were hands which are on top. Thank you. Lift those hands high. And I'm going to call the pastor. He's going to pray for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't mind, come here. There are elders here. They will lay their hands on you. Hallelujah. It's Bible what I'm doing. Just come forward. Come forward. God is counting on you this morning. I know you have too much love to waste. Hallelujah. Come forward. Oh, my Lord, your servants are here. Glory, Masandilelaba. Thank you, Jesus. Just come forward. You want to be serving the Lord. Come here. This has nothing to do with me. God shall do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I'll let Pastor pray. Pastor Karanja, Pastor Julius, come lay your hands on these people. Hallelujah. Just come forward, pastors. Lay your hands. Let's pray for them. Release them. Let them do the will of God in the house. In Jesus' name. Go in front of them, Pastor. Pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we are thankful. We are grateful, Lord, even for that word. You've called us, Lord, even unto good works, O God. And I thank you, Lord, even for the spirit of surrender. The heart of surrender, Lord. A heart that is ready to go and out and serve you, Father. With openness, O God. With gratitude of heart, Lord. Not out of anything that we can receive back, Father. But just serving you because it is the right thing to do, O God. Lord, look deep inside the hearts that have come here. Oh yes, as they surrender themselves, Lord, even before the Lord. I pray that you shall touch them, Lord. Yes, in a special way, oh God. Father, touch their hearts, oh Lord. Touch their desires, oh King of Peace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That they will serve you, oh God. They will serve you unreservedly. They will find something to do in the house of the Lord. And it shall go in the book of remembrance. It shall go in your records, oh Father. Everything that is dedicated unto you, oh God. Father God, that will be an unadulterated service, even unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak open doors to these ones, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fulfill the desires of their hearts, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That every single time spent in your presence, Lord, it shall be recognized in glory, in the name of Jesus. Every single minute that is spent, O God, serving you, Lord, in the house of the Lord. Lord, it shall not go to waste, oh Jesus, but it shall be recorded in the book of remembrance in the name of Jesus. Lord, there are so many men and women, oh yes, in the word who gave their lives unto you, oh God. And we read of Martha, we read of Ruth, we read of Paul, we read of men, the disciples of Jesus Christ, who gave their lives, oh God, even for the cause of the ministry. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, my God, that out of their hearts, Lord, shall spring a fountain, a well, God, that many shall come to drink, O Lord. They shall open up their hearts unto you. They shall open their hearts unto men. And God, they will be attractive, O God, unto everybody who walks by their hands, and to everybody who walks by them, O God. And there will be a fountain, a river that is flowing out of their hearts. And many shall come and drink. When they are thirsty, they shall come and drink. When men are hungry, shall come by them, and they shall find food, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let no man say that they don't have anything. Let no woman say that they don't have anything. For in the spirit of every man, in the heart of every man is deposited a gift that is necessary to be fed by somebody else. In the name of Jesus. Father God, line up their purposes. Line up their destinies in the name of Jesus. Bring divine connections for their lives. Line up whatever they desire to do in the house of God. Yes, link them up, oh God, with favor in the name of Jesus. Link them up, oh Lord, with their destiny in the name of Jesus. Fight for them, oh God. Fight their battles in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you shall protect them. You shall feed them. You shall provide for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, build a wall around every one of them. Father God, I take power and authority and paralyze any arrow that is directed towards their life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give them a spirit of discernment to know what the Spirit of God says at this time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray that you shall make them to be gems in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father. I pray for every one of them that God, you shall give them the strength that when they come, they feel weary, Father God, they shall continue to run even another mile, doing it for Jesus. For in due season, they shall reap a harvest. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Amen.
You know, before you go, just hold on before you go. I feel it's not, I'm not taking your time. Can you please just see the pastor, talk to him. Ask the pastor, I don't want to lose this moment, you know. Ask the pastor, tell him where you feel you can serve, you know. He's there, he's our pastor, he's going to give us direction. Pastor, is that okay? Just sit here a few minutes and talk to him, okay. Just say, I want to serve in that area. It will be a blessing, you know. I see you as blessings. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let's give a shout to the Lord for wonderful service this morning. Thank you so much, my brother Chilundika. God bless you so much for that wonderful message. Yeah, it's time. We are good. You know, I don't like people wasting my time, and I don't like wasting people's time. That has always been my principle in life. And I'm always time conscious, and I always stick to the time. So right now, we are going to wind up and see the announcements. Lorraine, can you put the announcements? And before we even speak about the announcements, the biggest announcement is this week, Dan's tribe is on call, and they are blessing us today. And next week, we come in tribe. So, Dan is today. I belong there. Amen. And those are our announcements. Wednesday, prayer time. And then we have Thursday. Prayer time 7 to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. Thursday, we have Bible study from 7 to 9 p.m. again. Then, Kesha, the last Friday of... It's coming Friday, right? No, when is today? Yeah, it's coming Friday. Today is 18. So, Friday... Oh, it's the other one. Oh, okay. So, it's not this Friday. It's the other one. And then we have ECC date night, second Saturday. That's wonderful. It's a time where you can come and have a wonderful time with other people. It's usually very, very interesting and very informative. You learn things when you associate with other people. You know, in life, don't think that teachers will just come and teach you. No, sometimes the best teacher can be someone you see every day, but you don't take notice. The minute you start taking notice, you realize, oh, I can learn something from this person. So that's what ECC Date Night talks about. Redis meeting, third Saturday. I'm sure they know much about that. And then the rest, we have Mercy Ministries, fourth Sunday. And anything else we need to talk about here? 24th. Yes, 24th we have our outing again at Park Place. Allen, how many people remember when we went there and we had some fun? We did some relays and some people won, and some people who are running very well and they were in the front. Something happened and they fell down and they didn't win. How many people are there? We had fun, yes? This time we're going to do one round of relay. So it will be more fun. You know that those we did the 4x100, right? This one, we're going to go around. You bring the baton to your teammate, and they go around again and around again. And let me warn you, if you don't work out, don't attempt it. We don't want to have cases of blackouts. People, you know? So you better work out. You better work out, okay? Learn to go to the gym or something. Walk around your neighborhood. Get ready for that day because you'll have a baton and you have four people behind you. You go around and you bring the baton and you have to finish. So you need to develop yourself. To develop yourself. No, you run on oxygen. You don't run on water. You run on oxygen. So you learn to put oxygen in your body. Then the reason why your body gets tired is because the muscles lack oxygen. So if you have a system of bringing in the oxygen, you can run the marathon. You can run the 1,500 meters. You can run the 800 meters. You can run anything. You just need to know the system of oxygenating your body. Bring in oxygen, fresh oxygen. That's what the body needs, not water. Because some people, they get tired, they go looking for water. No, you don't need water. You need oxygen. I'm sure we're going to have some fun on that day. Amen. So let's do some, I want to take an offering. And before I take the offering, I want to introduce a principle. Because you see, God is a God of order. God honors order. He likes order. And I want to read a small scripture on, it's not small, but it's a big principle written in a small way. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number 4. It says, "And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David." This is 1 Kings 3, 3. "David, his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places." It meant there was no sanctuary that time. There was no other place to do it. That's the place he used to do. "And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. And in Gibeon," that's verse 5, "the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, 'Ask what I shall give you.'" This is somebody who decided to worship God in the way he knows best. He went to the church, he sang the music. And then after singing, he brought his offering before God. And before long, God was moved by the faith in this man. And he came to him and asked him, "What shall I give you? What do you want?" That's a principle of worship. That's a principle of offering. And that is an order God will honor anytime, anywhere. Have you been to churches where before they preach, people offer? Have you ever seen that? Why do you think they do that? Why do you think people do that? Because there is no distinction, there is no demarcation line between what you offer and what you speak before God in way of worship. There is no difference. It's the same thing. You come with a song in your heart and you come with an envelope with something you have put there. They are all part of the worship. There is no dividing it and saying, "We're going to take the offering at the end after the Lord has spoken to you." Here we see God came after everything has been done. He came to Solomon and said, "Hey, Solomon, what do you want? What do you want?" He was moved by the faith of Solomon. And you can move God by your faith in the way you offer. You can move God. And before the end of the service, that problem which you thought you had no answer, God will address it in a special way that nobody else can. Amen. Are we together? Because you offer in expectation. You don't even know who the preacher will be on that day. You don't even know the message, what will be on that day. But you believe God will speak to my situation. And as you offer your offering and you come before him, God will not disappoint your faith. God honors faith. He is moved by faith. Nothing else. Amen. So with that, we are going to do our offering this morning. And where is Steve? Do we have... Oh, yes.